Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio takes first base on ball four. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Horta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coluccio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Bart Johnson now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Scott reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann fires to third and Melton drops the ball. That's an error on Melton. May scores. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Brewers. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHewitt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to third. LaHewitt moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. LaHewitt scores. Coluccio moves to second. It's 8-0, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 9-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharpe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Varney now catching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Vukovich pinch runs for George Scott. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a fly ball towards center. Sharpe settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sharpe. Vukovich moves to second. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaHewitt hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing first base. John Vukovich now playing third base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Coluccio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing shortstop. John Felsk now playing first base. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Felsk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Muser for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Orta trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Dent moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Felsk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Downing now playing third base. Eddie Fisher now pitching. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHewitt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Felsk scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.